This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're a homeowner who's been eyeing those below 3% mortgage rates and you're thinking to yourself, you know, Kai, now might be the time to refinance, well, hang on a minute, because unless you've already locked in your rate, chances are good you're going to get hit with something called an adverse market fee that's going to be charged on refis backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which is most of them. Marketplace's Amy Scott has the refi lay of the land.
Steph Noble is a loan officer with Guild Mortgage in Portland, Oregon. She's been fielding calls from disappointed customers looking to refinance.
Feeling just surprised and upset. In some cases, having the refinance not make sense for them any longer.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac don't lend directly to consumers. They buy loans from lenders, bundle them into securities, and guarantee that investors in those securities get paid, even if borrowers default. Edward Pinto with the American Enterprise Institute says the new fee is aimed at protecting the companies from a higher risk of default.
Because those refinances during periods of market turmoil, which we're in terms of housing prices, can be very risky.
But there may be another reason for the fee. Fannie and Freddie have been under government protection and control since the last recession. Jim Parrott, a fellow with the Urban Institute, says the Trump administration is anxious to cut them loose.
My sense is that's their primary motivation, even if lurking behind it is this concern that they're going to see credit losses. Either way, it's about maintaining or building capital so that they can get them out sooner rather than later.
But he says that undercuts the Fed's efforts to stimulate the economy by keeping interest rates low. Nikitra Bailey is executive vice president with the Center for Responsible Lending.
What should happen as this economy is weakening is that Fannie and Freddie should make it easier for families to refinance and take advantage of historically low interest rates.
If lenders pass on the fee to borrowers, which she expects them to do, it could add on average $1,400 to the upfront cost of refinancing. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.